It's Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily 6 on the Coin Podcast Network. Today, the Senate is scheduled to vote on legislation to suspend the debt ceiling until December 2022. The measure passed the House last week, but Republicans in the Senate have already signaled their intent to block it. The Treasury Department says the federal government will run out of money in less than 2 weeks, and the country faces an economic recession. The process to raise the debt ceiling could delay other priorities as well, like President Biden's legislative agenda. A Senate committee heard testimony from a former Facebook employee turned whistleblower yesterday. Frances Haugen said the social media giant knows its products can be harmful, but won't make changes unless they're forced to. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg responded last night, saying the company does not prioritize profits over the well-being of its users. The man accused of shooting out his home into the street, injuring one person on Monday, had his first court appearance in Clackamas County. Brian Scott Mills now faces a list of charges, including attempted murder and assault. The judge changed his bail from $250,000 to $1 million. One of Portland's three proposed safe rest sites has now been scrapped after we learned it wasn't a floodplain. Point Six was the first to learn that the city did not put the Safe Rest Village site on 45th and Harney through a floodplain review, and that it is no longer a viable site for a safe rest village. Portland is losing another iconic restaurant. In a letter to friends and family, Chef Vitaly Paley and his wife Kimberly announced they're closing down Paley's Place in Northwest Portland. The restaurant has been a cornerstone in Portland's bustling food scene for the past 26 years. Kaiser Permanente is responding to a vote among its union nurses authorizing a strike after a failure last week at the negotiating table. Kaiser says the unions still have to get a 10-day notice before any employees actually stop working. In a statement, the hospital asked that employees, quote, not walk away from patients who need them. For more great content from the Coin Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcast. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.